Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Well, both teams had 92 shot attempts. Boston made 17 more than the Warriors, and that was really the difference in the game. Golden State loses by a count of 125 to 85. They shoot 34.8%, 26.4 from the arc. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert with you on the postgame show here from Chase Center on this MLK Day. Glad you're celebrating the MLK Day with us. And glad if you're sticking around with us for the postgame show, thank you so much. It was a tough second half for Golden State. And the season low 85 points for the Dubs. It's on there playing a better team that, you know, certainly knows its business. And, you know, the Warriors with, you know, even without the injuries, they'd have to play a really good game to beat this team. They did so in Boston early this season, so you know they can do it. But it's different now. The momentum's different now. The feel is different now. The vibe's different. And so the Warriors would have had to play a perfect game today, you would think, to hang with this team.
Well, clearly the margin for error is minuscule, and that includes not turning the ball over. They're fine there. They turned the ball over 12 times. Boston turned it over 10, so no real big advantage there. They got 10 offensive rebounds. Not a huge number, but not bad. And they just didn't make shots, and that's the other equation. I mean, you always have to make at least a minimum of shots, and they just couldn't even do that. Not the open shots anyway. And Boston didn't hit a lot of shots either, although they were 15 for 22 from inside the arc in the first half, and that's what ended up getting them the 54 to 39 lead, and then they hit shots. And that's what you worry about. You kind of have your chance. They scored 54 in the first, nothing special. In fact, below their standards, no doubt. And you're thinking, okay, that's where we had our chance to be in the game, put some pressure on them, maybe even be up 4, 5, 6 points. And not only you're not up, not close, you're down 15. And then they start shooting well. And then it's over at that point. Then they outscore you 43 to 24 in the third, and the game's over. So when you're playing a team that's just, you know, deeper than you are, more talented than you are, the margin for error in those three categories is small. And they just they weren't able to overcompensate. They weren't able to compensate for that today, and the shooting really, really did them in. The lack of movement, the lack of cutting in the first half did them in. But it, like you said, it would have taken a special, special effort to beat this team here today.
Well, I don't. There's really not a lot to talk about this game.
Not really. I mean, when you lose by 40, what are you going to say?
Last time the margin of defeat at home was at least 40, it was 45 points to Dallas in 1985, 149 to 104.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a while ago. Yeah, you can beat by 40. That's saying something. They got beat by an Old English, St. Ives. It's another one. Anyway.
Tim, that would be a 40 ounce.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what that was.
You didn't know what a 40 ounce was?
No. Yeah. No.
It's the official beer of JUCO basketball.
Yes. Of JUCO basketball?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't know for a fact, but I always said it was, because that's what we had when we were playing back at Cerritos College, the 40s.
So
we're rolling after the game.
What was the nickname of Cerritos College?
Falcons.
The Falcons.
Yeah, we were the Falcons.
The Fighting Falcons.
The Fighting Falcons. Number one in the state. And then lost in the first round of the playoffs. Oops.
Did you guys play Santa Monica?
No, we played LA City Harbor, and they beat us. And we didn't play Santa Monica. They weren't in our league. I remember playing for the Clippers, or not playing against the Clippers, excuse me, when I was with the Warriors. And some guy that I think was sitting close to the court, but I'm not sure, because you're never sure with the Clippers. They could be sitting in the low section. You can still hear
them. You could hear the guys in the upper deck back when you were playing with the Clippers.
So I'm not sure exactly where he was, but he sounded pretty close. And I got in the game, and he was yelling at me, "You can't even beat LA City Harbor, Tolbert. You can't even beat LA City Harbor." And I was like, "Where is this dude? Leave me alone."
Wow.
I was like, 4 years ago. All right, move on. He wasn't moving on. He must have he did his homework. He knew who he lost.
Wow.
He knew who he lost to that
That's
year.
That's Robin Ficker like.
Yeah, you know? That was although Robin Ficker got my name wrong.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, he called me Ray Tolbert.
Oh.
Yeah. He called me Ray
that
Tolbert.
That was just the name he got wrong.
Yeah, I told him that, too. I go, hey, Robin, my name's not Ray. We're not even the same color. And he looked at his, could you remember how he had the notes rolled up?
Right, rolled
so
up.
So he unrolled his notes and looked. He goes, oh, Tom Tolbert.
Robin Ficker used to be a heckler.
Yes, in Washington.
The Washington. And he would stand. He was a lawyer by trade, and he would stand behind the bench, and he would yell at the other team constantly during timeouts and during the game. And he wasn't, you know, he wasn't foul.
Wasn't profane.
He wasn't profane, but he was relentless.
He was. He did his homework, too.
Oh, yeah.
He did his homework. He got on Nelly one game. It was really funny. Back when Nelly used to wear the tennis shoes and fish ties.
Oh, yeah.
Now everybody wears tennis shoes. Not even a big deal. Fish ties would still probably get you a head swivel from a lot of people. But he stood up, and he was yelling at Nelly, hey, and he used his full name. Hey, Don Nelson, you can't wear fish tie and sneakers if you get invited to the White House. What if you get invited to the White House, Don Nelson? You can't wear a fish tie. And that went on for like 5 minutes. I had to put a towel over my face because I was laughing, and I found him relatively funny. It got a little old after a while when he went back to the same stuff, but I did appreciate, one, he did his homework, and two, he wasn't profane. Like, anybody can yell curse words at you if they want to and really get nasty. It's like, hey, come on. You give it an effort, okay? Just give it an effort. Like, I would tell people that. I would just mess with them. I'd walk up, and they didn't usually yell at me anyway, but every once in a while they would. And I would just walk up and go, really? I go, I just be calm. You got to do better than that. I mean, do you do any research whatsoever? I mean, put some thought into it. You're terrible. You're not that funny, and you're not even good looking, so I don't know how you're getting by. And that would really kind of set him off, but I didn't care at that point anyway.
So did you do that with Leon the Barber? In Detroit?
No, Leon the Barber, he sat back. He wasn't next to the court. He was like 10th row. And the one thing I remember Leon the Barber said to us that I was cracking up. I think I was like me, Mully, Sharunas, Jim Peterson were all on the court. Leon the Barber goes, hey, Warriors, you can't win. You got too many white guys.
Oh, man.
See, I can say that. That was funny. That was fun. You don't need to.
Well, the sign.
I looked up at him and I was like, we're only down four. And I go, come on, Leon, give us a break.
The sign guy in Philly was good.
I don't remember him.
He had a little grease pad like Alan Brown has here.
Yeah.
He writes down notes for us. And he would write down notes and yell at the team. He's about 10 rows back. Hey, you know, Warriors. And he would have this sign up and guys would turn their heads, right? So there's one year, and we were, you know, awful going in there, and we're getting beat by the Sixers, and the timeout, and radio was still on the floor then, so I could hear him.
Okay.
Right? Hey, Warriors, check this out. And he holds it up. And the sign says, hey, Warriors, you're 3 years away from being 3 years away.
Oh, my gosh. God, that's funny.
Yeah, you don't get that anymore. Don't get a lot of that.
No. There was, like, about three or four guys that weren't. That weren't too bad. I don't remember the Lakers ever having anybody like that. Probably because the seats were too expensive to have a joker like that down there.
So you're not coming to Sacramento?
No, I am.
Oh, you are?
I will be there.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, hello.
Exactly.
My goodness.
It's traveling time. I'll be there the next two games in Sacramento. One this month, one next month.
We need to alert Warriors Studio to get confirmation of this.
Get security.
It's like, oh, cool. That'll be fun.
No, you're stuck with me for another seven straight games.
Off the causeway we go.
Yeah, I will be there.
Upcoming broadcast, and this is a momentous occasion, Tom Tolbert doing a road game.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm not going to miss my chance to squeeze into that little section of broadcast heaven over in Sacramento. Are you kidding me?
And then when you have to go to the bathroom, everybody else has to stand up.
Yeah, no, I don't drink. So, I don't drink water until third quarter. I went to the third quarter, and then I started drinking water.
Oh, man.
No, but I'm looking forward to it.
6:30 on Wednesday. They're playing well, so the Warriors have to be ready. 7 o'clock with the tip. Warriors in Sacramento back here Thursday night to take on the Chicago Bulls. 6:30 the airtime, 7 o'clock the tip. So, Tom, enjoy your drive home.
Yes, hopefully. You took the ferry, right?
I took the ferry today.
Nice.
I did. Yeah,
That's
it was nice.
Very, very nice.
Relaxing.
So enjoy that.
Yeah.
Then you get home. Home, watch the national championship game, and let's all root for root against Notre Dame, all right? Who are they playing? No, I know they're playing Ohio State.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter who they're playing. It's just root against Notre Dame.
On the way home, I'll salute Alan Brown's former place of residence, Alcatraz, and then we'll head back.
Wow.
Two phones took on a whole other meeting.
Yeah, it really did.
You've heard the Birdman of Alcatraz?
The phone man.
Yeah. Those walls could talk.
Oh.
All right,
that
Tommy.
Phone could talk.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
I will see you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday. What a surprise. Oh. That's cool. Very cool.
I'm going to be there. I'm ready to go. Let's do it.
All right, man.